You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
You know, I'm really not sure how this movie is going to end up coming out. I mean, it's called Shit House. Can you put that on a Blu-ray and have it sold at Walmart and other places?
Well, I think they'll do what the poster does that I'm looking at, where it's just like hashtag exclamation point percentage house.
Yeah, hashtag and then cartoons getting into a fight house.
Yeah.
This is Adrian El Critico.
Here joining me is Luna.
Heidi ho, their neighbors.
Heidi ho. And I got Julian as well.
Hi, my name is Julian. Go look up my Twitch, Julian Mr. Humdinger. JulianMisterHumdinger.
Oh my God.
Spell that. Type it. It's good stuff. Yo, I broke 270 followers recently. It was great.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
So y'all go ahead and rewind that 5 times so you can write right? down everything that he said.
Yes. Don't miss a syllable.
So we're talking about a movie called Shit House. It is a kind of an indie darling that's been making the festival circuit. It's directed and starring and is written by Cooper Rafe, who plays Alex. And the movie itself is about a kid named Alex who is leaving home to go to college over in, I believe it's California?
Yeah, he's in LA.
He's going to college in LA. And he's kind of homesick and it's going pretty shitty. He has a bad night. He goes to a party where nothing fun happens and he just wants to go home. And as it turns out, his RA of the dorm they're staying in is also having a bad night herself. And they just kind of use that to connect and have kind of a casual encounter, but it ends up going different. They end up going on this little adventure to bury her pet turtle that just died, and it's all sorts of hipstery and kind of cute, but also kind of cringy. And I don't know. What did you guys feel about this movie?
I think adventure is a little generous. If that's the case, every walk I've ever taken is an epic journey. But the only thing I think you forgot to mention was that just to throw some other cliche in there, not that it's a bad cliche or that cliches are bad, but he's got the, no pun intended, shitty roommate.
Yes.
Yeah, that too.
The worst roommate ever.
I'm going to say, I like this movie, and I like it after a good half of it made me think I was going to hate it. Alex, he is at times relatable, and at times just completely insufferable. And the film never makes you fully, like, 100% on board with what's going on. I think they do a really good job as showing him as a flawed person.
Yeah, I think that the acting is definitely one of the strongest things about this movie. Script has its moments, but it's pretty run-of-the-mill for some, you know, film school movie story thing.
Oh my God, Julian, really? We're not going to do this. Let me just interject real quickly. I don't want this movie to get that type of rap just because it's a little bit more competent than that. I would actually refer to this movie as a better version of Mumblecore. Only a few millennials and generation whatever your letter is will probably know what that is. But I believe the guy who like created that genre produced this film. So you're getting a dialogue that's a little bit more relaxed. It's a little bit more natural, cringy at times. So there's a relatability there when it comes to the target audience they're talking about. I mean, these kids are in college. So I think for me, you're right. The acting makes it a lot more endearing. And I think a lot of what makes this film so strong is more so in the characters being relatable, the acting, and just this movie doesn't take itself so seriously, but it also understands it's still a film. So it still has, it's competent. It's a competent film. I'm not saying it's the greatest film ever, but I think it's actually pretty cute. I think it's like everybody's 500 Days of Summer. It's like this generation's version of that movie.
This feels because we're not really getting into it, but this is also kind of a romance movie. Mm-hmm. Having to do with Alex and the RA that he has his little, well, I guess it's not an adventure, his little walk with. They have this kind of moment that I understand how it would be confusing to a guy like Alex, but I also understand how he would also come off as
creepy.
Not creepy, creepy at all. Yes. I mean, I guess creepy. Only in the sense that, like, this guy needs to grow up. And I think he realizes that, too, later on in the film.
Yeah. I do like the fact that he is, like, I thought he was creepy, but I'm also on the opposite spectrum of the gender who receives these type of texts.
Right.
But, I mean, I like the fact that either character, I'm blanking on the girl's name, which is kind of, that's not good. But his love.
What, Maggie?
Thank you. Maggie, his love interest, is also flawed. So there's a balance there when it comes to the characters. And I like the realism in this film, funny enough. Like, they're not over here, I'm not going to go to school because my love of my life is not going to school. You know, it's not like these weird, like, why are you trying to make me cry at this film type of emotional beats that most romantic comedies have. It's very natural. I mean, they're in their 20s. Like, what do you expect from 20-year-olds? You know what I mean? Like, they're 19 right. or 20. The communication ain't going to be there. The maturity ain't going to be there. But they both navigate this space and have a vulnerability in each scene that they share that makes this film really charming and really, like I said, it's really relatable. Like, I could put myself in either character because I've done both things, and I definitely could relate to Maggie a lot.
Yeah, the characters are definitely relatable. Like, I think as a jumping off point, I think everything is good. It's just that, like, just to go off, like, the competence of the movie, I think that the movie is, like, it is totally competent, but, and relating back to what I was saying before, that what triggered you the first time, that I think that it's very film school-y. I think that the fact that the character, his arc is so uninteresting, and his growth is just not impressive to me. Mm. I really was not super stoked with this movie by the time I got to the end of it. Like, I like this movie. I got nothing but respect for him, but, like, as far as something I'd recommend to people, not really.
Would you say he has more character development than the character, Janelle Monáe's character in Antebellum?
Okay, well, I didn't watch that because just watching that trailer, I was like, wow, they're pandering to anyone who thinks that all the movies that look like Get Out are going to be good. So I was like, oh, well, that's going to be a miss. Yeah. It's what it's at. But as far as this movie goes, I think that it's missing a lot of personality. It's a cool idea, but I think that the movie almost doesn't know what it wants to be. It doesn't know if it wants to be kind of quirky and weird or just, like, very straightforward. And it makes some choices in the movie that are really, like, was that, like, a last second thing in editing? Like, why are you making this bizarre, very strong choice?
Yes.
And it just, like, felt... That moments like that, Jenna, having gone to film school and made films like this, like, that is shit that I have put in my movies where it's like, oh, dude, let's put some subtitles here. It'll be crazy. You know, like, it's one of these movies that I think they did a good job. I'm glad that they got this opportunity. They clearly know what they're doing, but I don't think that it's that special. I think that it's missing a lot of the je ne sais quoi that Scott Pilgrim, Anomalisa, these movies that try to be these dissections of how meet cutes can happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that this movie, it's trying to hit a mark where it's like, oh, it just happens sometimes. And it really, it feels forced and not that inspired to me.
You know, no offense, but when we first started this review, I was thinking, I'm going to be siding more towards Jenna's opinion than your opinion based off how you started. But you bringing that up, I kind of agree in the sense that I thought this movie was really hitting the mark for probably 80% of it, even 90% of it. It's just what they do with the ending that just doesn't feel... Like, they're clearly trying to build this off realism, and that ending felt like almost like a typical Hollywood film, which this is
like they really love La La Land.
Yeah, which like this is definitely not. This is definitely more of a realistic love story, and I was really applauding it for being that way. It's just a shame that it didn't stick with that the entire way, but I still found this pretty charming. And one thing I don't think we've ever mentioned is that this is also pretty funny. They do some things later on in the film. There's like a chase scene that comes out of nowhere that's really funny and cartoony.
And
there are a couple awkward moments of dialogue that are just delivered so well that you're cringing, but you're also laughing. At least I was.
I didn't know what this film was going in. So when I sat down and watched it, I was like, okay, cool. I guess I like this film because I don't want it to be that deep. Like, I just want to have a good time. I mean, because let's be real. I'm tired of watching these white people on screen. So, you know, if I'm going to have to sit here and endure it, like, I might as well have fun. It definitely appealed to the college experience I had. And that's another thing, too. It's definitely a target audience film. Like, this is not a film for everybody, and I definitely picked that tone up in the film, so I just kind of went with it. It gave me exactly what it said it would give me. Forgetting Sarah Marshall is always my go-to for best rom-com. This will come up at, like, a close third.
I think the way to describe this movie is to say it's very mild.
Yes.
You know? Like, it's not, like, a lot coming at you. It's not going to be a lot to pick up. It's just going to be this kind of, like, mild thing. As opposed to a spicy movie like, I guess, Scott Pilgrim.
See, and I think there's room for debate in that, too, because Shithouse is Shithouse.
Exactly.
It's cute for what it is, and we can have a big discussion about this, but I don't think it's necessary. In fact, I think unless you have anything else to say, or Julian, you have another point, I think we could just kind of go into our final thoughts on this. Julian, why don't you start us off?
It's a nice movie. I think all the actors did a great job. I'm glad people are enjoying it. I didn't find it all that special. Maybe it's because I saw a billion shorts that were like this. I think that there's some cool ideas. I think that someone with a lot more style ready to inject it into this would have been really great, but it was missing that for me. I give it a 5.5 times you called your mom to get out of an awkward situation out of 10.
I am so mad y'all keep ragging on that scene.
It's weak.
It is not weak. I keep felt him on a level where it was like, yeah. You know what's interesting, though, because I picked this up when I watched it. Had that been a woman, we wouldn't be calling her weak because we would be concerned for her safety. Because high key, that person who was like in his space, like personally, I felt like she was mad aggressive. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, like back up. You know what I mean? And the fact that they showed a male character specifically doing that and then calling his mom, like we can kiki and be like, bro, you're lame, because it kind of was. But I do want to just be happy that they showed that, because you don't really see male characters really written that way. And it definitely showed, it was a nice way to show the relationship with the mom without beating a dead horse. It was a cute film. Don't expect much. If you're looking for a quick laugh, maybe something to wash your mouth out with all the serious stuff that's been playing, I would definitely give this movie a try. It definitely has its flaws. It definitely is a film school film, but we've gotten worse. Michael Bay has a job, so let's just chill out.
I agree. There's worse.
I will give this 3 out of 5 turtles that were not harmed in the making of this film.
I thought this was cute. I also didn't think this was really deep. I thought this was gonna be, I totally understand why this is a Sundance and indie darling and everyone in the festival circuit is talking about it. I get that. And I would even understand people saying that this movie is pretentious. I wouldn't necessarily agree, but I would understand it. I was really liking this for most of it. And although I don't straight up dislike the ending, it was clear that this could have gone a few different ways, and I think they went the worst way possible, especially because I mentioned this was really grounded in realism. But everything that this movie does, I dig it. I really do. I think it's cute for the most part. I think it's funny. And I think the soundtrack is great, too. It feels like I'm listening to American Football or any band like that. That's kind of what this movie feels like. This movie feels like an American football song. So if that appeals to you, I would say check it out. I'm going to give this 3.5 bad wigs to get into a party out of 5. You know, I'm not gonna lie. Listening to how he talks to girls, I was thinking like shit house, more like simp house. Am I right, fellas?
Beat me to it.
Horrible. This man has no game. That's clear.